There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's all of us together on the Good Day game. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, in fact. I'm Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasano, Jennifer Horn along with me, plus Rich McFadden working over a lot of things because there are a lot of things going on in the world, not the least of which is plans for all the people who are running for the presidency to get as much exposure as possible. How good are they? Well, some of them are better.
Eating a stick and all that kind of fun stuff.
Right, all the things that happened at the Iowa State Fair this weekend. Well, we do our political thing here in one way, and then elsewhere around the world, people who are in politics, and let's face it, most every country has in its psyche people who are like Donald Trump, people who are like Carly Fiorina, people who are like Hillary Clinton, people who are like Barack Obama, people who want to be in charge, people who want power and control. So we had as our video of the day one day last week, an item from an independent candidate for parliament. Name is Wyatt Scott. Instead of attacking his competition, Wyatt made a special effects-filled video to get a lot of attention, and he's gotten well over a million people looking at this so far, but we thought you'd like it. So you got to go to DougSteffen.com. There are two videos to see today. One of them is today's video, which is the most wonderful introspective into the life of a cow. You have a preconceived idea, even if you've been listening to this program for a long time, about what a cow is really like. But in the video that you will see at DougSteffen.com, you find out how smart and how playful they can be. We don't have any audio from it because there's no audio with it. But the pictures, the video is worth every ounce of time you give to it, including there's a herd of Holsteins. One cow is trying to get at the grain, and she's smart enough to open her own stanchion. Then she opens up the stanchions for the cows that are in her way until she gets down to the... It is classic. It's wonderful stuff. So check it out at DougSteffen.com. Now, to go back to the video that is prior to that, the one that we had on Friday, listen to this guy, Wyatt Scott, who is very good at getting attention for his candidacy.
You have to see it too, but it's fun to listen to.
Hey, I'm Wyatt Scott, and I'm running for parliament for the new riding of Mission Matsui, Fraser Canyon.
I'm an independent candidate, and I'm here to fight for Canada!
University is too damn expensive.
Thanks, mister.
Services like healthcare and social programs should be expanded, not cut.
The indigenous people aren't even protected by their own government.
Change is coming to Canada, and I'm here to lead that charge. Are you ready for the shift? I am. My name's Wyatt Scott, and I'm running for parliament!
It's like a sci-fi movie.
Yeah. Just some silly
shooting
stuff.
Shooting lasers out of his eyes, yeah. Killing robots.
I'd like to see it.
Vote for me and I'll set you free.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Now, as long as we're in the video department, check out that video that we have there of Deep Blue. Did you see this? The largest great white shark ever caught on camera.
Oh, that thing is huge.
This shark is supposed to be 50 years old. It's 50 feet long. Huge isn't the word. Look at the picture and then the video. This is something a Mexican shark researcher, Mauricio Hayos Padilla, posted this video of the shark. And look at how close he gets to this shark. Deep Blue, believed to be the largest ever recorded. Now, it doesn't mean it's the largest around, but the largest ever recorded on film. 5,000 pounds. So what he had hoped to do by releasing this video is raise awareness about the dangers that pregnant sharks face. I don't know how many of you think that pregnant sharks are in danger. You think you're probably more in danger of being eaten by the shark. But anyway, the sharks head out to shallow areas to give birth to their, what do they call their
Young.
They're young?
They're young.
Yeah. All right, well, whatever. This is a shallow water video, and this guy's got to have some kind of chutzpah. That's all I can say. It takes nothing but chutzpah, either that or stupidity, or a little of both, to pull off what this guy did. But a lot of good videos. We try to bring some interesting videos that you might not otherwise see, or ones that are popular to your attention, because we think that's part of our deal here at Good Day. I want to say hi to Facebook listener Guy Tubbs. Guy, thank you for being here and being so supportive. In a moment, we're going to talk to Matthew Jones, who's the president of Cedarside. Here is the story of a product that is nothing but good. You've heard me talk a lot about Cedarside over the past few months.
It's great stuff.
This is very good stuff. So you probably want to know a little behind-the-scenes info as to how it came to be. And you get that information from Mr. Jones, who joins us next here on Good Day.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Limit 3 in-store only while supplies last ends 8/22.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program, 15 after the hour. Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and I have the pleasure of Matthew Jones' company. He's the president, the CEO of Cedarside, the son of two career United States Marine Corps officers, come from Hawaii, raised in Hawaii and California, Japan. So were there a lot of bugs around when you were a kid? Is that where this all came from? What was the inspiration for you coming up with this formula, Matthew?
So I can't take credit for the formula. However, I can the upbringing definitely sent me in the direction of having a green and a chemical-free type of attitude and lifestyle, and that led me to look for alternatives and to help other small companies who are creating alternatives to the chemical space in different environments.
So is Cedarside, is there sort of a combination of different products from different sources that are all under the Cedarside umbrella?
There's a couple different products under the umbrella, but for the most part, Cedarside is using cedar ingredients in order to create insect repellents and wood treatment products that are non-toxic and completely safe and natural for people, for mammals, basically, for animals, for people, and around the house. We've got the one stop shop for all of your pest control needs, be it for your animals or yourself or around the house.
What's the most important part of your message? Richie and I talk about this on the air all the time, spraying it on areas where you have been bitten.
In that cloud of chemical
spray
that comes from the other stuff is my thing. It smells good, and you're not choking from the cloud of chemicals.
Well, it's safer around children, and it's for pets. So but a lot of that stuff that we've been using for a long time has been toxic. And even though we have this frenetic focus on toxicity and wondering whether it goes too far, in this circumstance, I don't think it does. Does it, Matthew?
No, not at all. You don't need a whole lot of it, but you can certainly use... You can certainly use a little bit to go a long way on your animals and/or on yourself. A light mist can kill and repel flea ticks, mosquitoes, bed bugs, mites, lice, and a whole line of other insects. There's not much that it doesn't.
Matt, it's basically just cedar oil, correct?
That's correct.
How does this affect bugs? Why do they not like it?
Cedar oil has been toxic to insects since the creation of the planet. So cedar oil blended with other carrier and inert ingredients is a natural killer and a natural repellent to all insect varieties, and it's also a repellent to snakes as well. They don't like the scent.
I'm going to go down a different street with you for a minute. The lady in my life and I have rescued a pit bull. We call her Pitty. She's had a couple of these. And I see that you are into rescuing pit bulls, among other things, working with dogs, that sort of thing. How did you happen to come by that interest? Did you find... we went to a kill center in New York, in Brooklyn, to find the dog that we have at the moment. These dogs, if you go on the internet, she posts stuff all the time about these dogs and how they are maligned. I assume that's why you get into it as well.
You know, I saw a girl playing with, when I was 21 years old, managing an apartment complex at the University of North Texas in Denton. I saw a girl playing with the cutest little red dog. And when I asked her what it was, she said it was a pit bull. And I guess it was in 2001. I told her I'd never heard of a pit bull and did a little bit of research. And I told her if she found any other puppies that needed a home, that I would give it a shot. And that dog changed my life so much that I've had probably rescued and or fostered 9 pit bulls in the last, I guess, 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I can't imagine going to a different dog breed. They're so intelligent, they're mm-hmm. so loving and affectionate, and I've never had a single issue. And I guess my Marine Corps parents have 2 rescue dogs right now. My brother's got 3. I've got 3. And so the whole Cedarside family is essentially a huge rescue operation. I think we've probably got 11 or 12 dogs between the dozen or so employees that we've got right now. They're all rescues.
And I bet you not one of them has fleas or ticks because you use Cedarside on them to keep.
That's exactly right. No fleas or ticks.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Matthew.
Great stuff. I love it.
It's a good story, both of Cedarside and what you're doing with those dogs. If you're interested in the Cedarside products, go to cedarside.com, use coupon code Doug, D-O-G, for free shipping, or just call them at 800-842-1464, using Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature, 800-842-1464, or go to cedarside.com. Thank you.
We've been paid. patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade.
Any number of versions of this song, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. 23 and change after the hour. Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, and I with a focus, not necessarily on the song, but with what it has done, that thinking. What you think when you think, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Don't you? We give a lot of time to thinking and sometimes overthinking. We give our attention to ourselves and we take ourselves too seriously and we don't live our lives. I think we have too much introspection, frankly, in our lives. Some of it comes about as a result of our own paranoia from our parents. Some of it is just stuff that comes from the media. Self-contemplation, wrote poet Theodore Roeke, is a curse. And those people who are trying to figure themselves out, and if it gets, figure yourself out is a good thing, I think. I'm always trying to figure myself out. I think a lot of people who have been connected to themselves but didn't know it, haven't done a good job of connecting to themselves over the years. You know, you can. I think there are some things about ourselves that we know and we like. There are some things about what we are all about and we don't like. And then there are some things that we try to not deal with, frankly. There's the what you like about yourself, what you don't like about yourself, and what you don't deal with when it comes to yourself. And so I saw a study conducted by a clinical psychologist at the University of Texas. It was done in conjunction with a social psychologist. And they were examining people in various groups. And they asked them to list the reasons their relationship with a romantic partner was going the way that it was, and then rate how satisfied they were with the relationship. And then people in another group, Roberta, were asked to rate their satisfaction without any analysis at all. They just gave their gut reactions to their relationship with someone, a man or a woman. The people who thought about the specifics, we at least you'd think, would be best at figuring out how they felt. And that their satisfaction ratings would come out best in predicting the outcome of the relationship. In fact, though, what they found out was exactly the opposite. It was the people in the gut feeling group whose ratings predicted whether they were still dating their partner several months or several years later. People who looked too deeply at themselves found their satisfaction ratings were not predictable of the outcome of their relationship. So the bottom line is they're thinking about the relationship too much instead of just living it. I think that's what we all do. I certainly have done that.
Yeah. Over people that overanalyze things.
Right. Yeah, just
Thinking as you were sitting there just saying you're trying to figure yourself out. I'm like, what's to figure out? You're you. You decide what you want to be.
But
I don't have to think about what
A lot of people can't do that, Richie. They're swaffling. They go back and forth. They think they're supposed to be. Women think they're supposed to be this way for a man. Men think, well, I'm supposed to be this way for a woman. You will never make it turn out right unless you are who you are.
Right.
But you can learn to be different. I mean, I certainly have done a lot of things differently in the last few years than I used to do because it makes a difference to me. It means something. But self-reflection is extraordinarily good. But that doesn't mean that it gets in the way or makes you somebody different. Just figuring out who you are doesn't make you a different person. It just makes you understand who you are. That's what people think, you know, they're going to change. I've changed a lot since I figured out who I was because I don't like a lot of what I saw or felt. And so, but that was up to me to do it. Somebody didn't say you better do it. I just did it because I wanted to. But if you are happy with who you are, you should stay being who you are. And that's what I'm saying here. A lot of people, starting when you're a teenager, there are a lot of things that are pressure cooker things. Your mother says you should act this way. Your father says you should act that way. Yeah, screw all that and be yourself. Be who you are. But if you don't like who you are, then decide to do something about it. And that's what basically came out of this study. That was pretty interesting. 28 past the hour and good day.
A global company takes on a global commitment, meeting the future food needs of the world in a responsible fashion. Stay tuned for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
In 2012, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations said global food production would have to increase 60% to meet demand in 2050. The agriculture community talked more earnestly about how to pull that off. Joe Wheeler is head of sustainable productivity for North America for Syngenta.
Our leaders got together to answer the big question of what is Syngenta's response to the big question of how do we sustainably feed 9 billion people by 2050? And then even more pertinent to our business, the long-term success of our business depends upon healthy ecosystems and thriving rural communities. So the question became, what can we do to do our part in contributing to these things and making sure that they continue?
Wheeler says the thinking at Syngenta led to action.
In September of 2013, we launched the Good Growth Plan, which is essentially the agriculture industry's most ambitious sustainability program. And it's a series of six commitments designed to deliver more food, less waste, more biodiversity, less degradation, more safety, and less poverty.
Wheeler oversees the Good Growth Plan in North America, and I'll have more on that in tomorrow's show. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Interested in all sorts of things? You've come to the right place because we have conversations about pretty much anything and everything that's going on in the world around you. Happy to have you on board. I'm Doug Steffen. It's the Good Day program with Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, the United States debt. How many of you follow this with regularity? It's not exactly the most... say exciting, but if you just click on to usdebtclock.org, usdebtclock.org, and look at the numbers as they spin out of control, if for no other reason, watching the numbers change with each second is sort of entertaining if you have that kind of a weird mind, and I have that kind of a weird mind. So I'm looking at this. As these numbers
sheep, you watch the numbers.
Well, look at it. Just go to usdebtclock.org and see these numbers piling up by the hundreds of thousands of dollars with each minute that passes. The national debt is $18,349,218 million, and it goes up. Look at it goes up $100,000 every few seconds. And how much money we're spending goes up incrementally that way as well. And you see the tax revenue as it's coming in. You see local taxes, local revenue as it comes in. Our domestic product and how much we're making and selling overseas. The good thing is the gross domestic product equals about the same as the national debt. I don't know why that is good news, but they say the economists say it's supposed to be a balance between the two of them. As long as our domestic product is somewhere near what we are in debt for, everything is A-okay. So could you say that with your own life? Roberta, do you know how much, really, truly, do you know how much you're worth, really? Like, pretty close?
Yes,
you do.
Pretty close.
Richie, do you know how much you're worth?
Pretty close.
Pretty close?
Wouldn't be too hard to figure out.
No. Jen, how about you?
Not much.
Yeah.
I say that to you with a sad face.
Yeah. I think if you apply the same sort of reasoning to this, and this is, I'm looking at as I liquidate a lot of the things on the farm that I've had for years and years and years, and thinking about how to move forward, if you will, and not get myself into some of the same jams that I have. It's part of what, if you were listening a few minutes ago, we were talking about self-introspect and self-knowledge, self-awareness. And one of the things that I'm aware of is that whenever I had money, and I've been very fortunate in my life to make a lot of money and have a lot of money.
Lose a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, that's the thing. You said a key word there, which is liquidate.
Yeah.
A lot of times what you might be worth and what you actually can get your hands on in the form of real money in a short period of time can be vastly different.
If you have to borrow against it or sell at a fire sale, you won't get out
exactly.
of it. That's why I'm taking my time to sell the development rights for the farm so I can save the farm. But under the circumstances, if the first guy who walked in, there's a difference. It's amazing. There is literally a $10 million difference between what some people think what I have and what they're willing to pay on the low end and what some people are interested in and paying on the high end.
Yeah.
And it's just, it is, but that's the way stuff is. That's the way deals are made. That's the way businesses are born. That's the way fortunes, frankly, come about, because sometimes you just strike it the right way at the right time. And you can
perceived value too. I mean, there's so many things.
People will pay for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Especially with technology. This is what makes me laugh. And I don't know if we talked about it on the air or not, but what was the company that just bought, what broadcasting company just bought a piece of Podcast One, of Courtside Entertainment?
Hubbard Broadcasting People. Yeah.
Okay. So, and this is not to make light of anybody wanting to do this. It just goes to show you that technology is so important. But people are willing to pay. Courtside Entertainment, I've got news for you, and this is just my own opinion. I'm going to separate you, Dougie.
Uh-huh.
Not the opinion of Stefan Multimedia, but they don't make any money. I mean, they have a great chairman.
People who do podcasts.
And he has a great... There
are a few who may.
He has some great talent.
Yeah.
But no one is making any money from podcasts. I mean, maybe make a little bit, but nobody, with the exception of two or three people, are making any money from podcasts.
Yeah.
And so you can't tell me that this is worth millions and millions of dollars that people are paying to buy into this kind of technology. Bragging rights, and it's because people are mystified by technology, so they buy into it because everybody has to have it. They have to. They need it but they don't. Nobody is monetizing it. Nobody gets it. I mean, you look at a company like Facebook. They're not making a ton of money. I mean, how can they?
An expression in the car business. It's worth as much as somebody will pay you for it.
Perceived value. Yeah. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
Right. And so that's what I was talking about with regard to the farm or anything else, whether it's real estate in New York.
And all the angry letters, JenniferDuckSteven.com.
JenniferDuckSteven.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Yes, Richie.
No, she'll only get one angry letter.
From
Podcast One.
Oh,
Or from the broadcasting company that paid a lot of money to buy in.
One of the stories today that's making the rounds, the NFL players that are going after the NFL once again, trying not to settle or don't want to settle for what the NFL has offered them. You know, we focus on the football. We focus on the hockey and wrestling and boxing and that sort of thing. But cheerleading, as we get into the new year, a lot of girls that are juniors in high school.
Our killjoy, Doug Stevens, is now going to ruin cheerleading for us.
Well, I mean, think about it for a second.
Can't play football.
Cheerleaders catapult into the air.
You're
they
right.
climb human pyramids.
Yep.
They catch their tumbling teammates as they fall to the ground. And so each year, between 1990 and 2014, research indicates cheerleading injuries have grown 18% a year, and in some circumstances, there are more kids being hurt by cheerleading or in cheerleading than being hurt on the field. Last year, 208,000 young people from the ages of 5 to 18 were treated at U.S. hospitals for cheerleading-related injuries. 200,000!
Wow.
12 to 17, 18, that's where most of the injuries were, 12 to 17, but from 5 to 18. Almost all the patients in the study were treated at emergency rooms and released. But because researchers only used ER numbers gathered by the Consumer Product Safety Commission, the true number of those injured is likely to be even greater. The stunts are becoming more challenging, Richie.
Yeah.
Kids want to outdo the other kids. So they have these cheerleading squads and competitions. And so, yeah, exactly. Throw them in the air, jump, do crazy stuff. It's all in the name of school spirit, gymnastic skill, athleticism. Some of these girls and guys that are doing this are every bit the athlete that the football.
Competitions. It's like dance competitions where they go to national meets and compete with other squads to see who the best in the country is.
Yep.
Or before, I mean, it was just like, okay, rah-rah on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And that was cool. That was fun.
Yeah.
But now it's competitive. And
they have coaches just for this sort of thing. Yeah. So coaches are told now or recommended that they get professional safety training. All high schools and cheerleading associations adopt uniform safety procedures, develop a national database for injuries. American Association of Cheerleading Coaches in Memphis has been now advocating this for several years. They put together a safety manual for cheerleaders. The reason I bring this up is because, again, it's the beginning of the new school year. The football teams are getting ready. They're preparing. And so are these cheerleading squads. And I really think that it's something very important for parents and students to discuss before they just go out and do it. It's very, very dangerous. Why put yourself at risk for something that could be much more harmful than beneficial? That's the way I look at it. Again, looking at the stats, 200,000 people.
Do you have grip tape and grab rails all throughout your house?
No. None of those. I take all of the guards off all the farm equipment because they get in the way, they hinder, but I still...
Here's a guy that does some of the most dangerous stuff and jumping off of trucks. You always hurt yourself jumping off of trucks.
I'm being smarter than that.
Head on the tractor and everything. You're telling people not to do cheerleading.
What's the old expression? Do as I say, not as I do. Suggestions, a word to the wise. And who said I was wise? 43. I'm wise in some respect. 43 at the hour. In a moment, we figure out what's happening if you're an empty nester, that is, your children are gone. What's happening with you and your relationship with your spouse? That's up next here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Supporting those who defend our country is one of the important missions of Colorado Technical University, or CTU. In partnership with the Yellow Ribbon Fund, CTU awards 50 scholarships annually to wounded service members, spouses of wounded service members, and caregivers. The scholarship covers tuition, books, and fees for a single degree program, along with a new laptop computer. CTU is recognized as one of the best online bachelor's programs by U.S. News & World Report, and as the best for vets college by Military Times. The university offers more than 100 undergraduate and graduate programs, including business, criminal justice, computer science, and engineering. At CTU, students can study online, on campus, or a blend of both, and learn whenever and wherever fits with their schedules. The deadline for the CTU Wounded Warrior Scholarship Program is September 15th. To learn more about the Wounded Warrior Scholarship Program offered by CTU, visit coloradotech.edu/ww. For important disclosures and information, visit coloradotech.edu/disclosures. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. This report is brought to you by Colorado Technical University.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water
heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
All right. So 14 before the hour, 46 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer and Roberta, both here. We've been talking about the bugs and cedarside and how non-toxic items are much better for you and for your family to have this stuff around versus what Richie was talking about before, those sprays and all that gunk. We have had a great relationship with cedarside because, as we tell the story, people take action, and really that's, you know, when you get down to brass tacks, if people are spending money to advertise on this program or any program, they want to get results. And one of the things, this almost speaks for itself because it's a no-brainer. Mothers and fathers both, but mothers seem to be more attuned to this. They don't want this sort of stuff that's around now that's toxic. And this is the only product you can find that isn't toxic. And that's why it's so good for all kinds of problems that you have in the summertime with bugs. So if you go to cedarside.com, use the coupon code Doug, D-O-U-G, you get 10% off on the order if you do it today. 10% off, cedarside.com, either that, call them at 800-842-1464. Either way, you get free shipping and 10% off at cedarside.com or 800-842-1464. You hear us extol the value and virtue of this. All the ladies, all the gentlemen, everybody associated with this program knows this makes nothing but sense. So 10% off today if you use the coupon code Doug, D-O-U-G, either at cedarside.com or by calling 800-842-1464. The situation now, as I'm picturing a lot of mothers and fathers who are packing up to get either their last child off to college or their only child off to college, and what happens after the fact. Because of all of those of you who are like Richie's age and a little bit older, into your 50s, the surge in couples getting a divorce in the last 12 to 14 months is astonishing. Experts say that the trigger is often this time when the children are gonzo and the couple has to start looking at each other, talking to each other about things that have nothing to do with the children. And the things that brought them together.
Well, your identity is your children for
right.
so many years.
Yep.
It's your whole identity.
You
and then it's
for
like, 17, well, what
18
do we do?
Or 20 years.
Yep.
It was everything
yep.
that kept you together and yep. your whole focus.
Yep.
And now what?
Yeah. Well, they push aside. A lot of people who ought not to have ever gotten married anyway push aside their problems because they hear what is said. Well, you need to stay married for the sake of the children. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that, frankly, and maybe that's because I didn't do it. But it just my children would tell you they're much better off having been with the two parents that were separated because we were not good together as husband and wife, and the children knew that. And as they grew up, they knew it even more. And so this became this is something my children talk to their friends about, who see their friends worrying about their parents because they're not getting along because of this very same thing. They don't have anything to focus on. They got nothing in their lives that they have in common.
They say one of the things that you should start doing once all kids are gone is start kind of reinitiating your relationship and do what the other one is interested in. If one is interested in fishing, go fishing. Even if you don't like it, just go fishing. Mm-hmm. If the other one is interested in yoga, try yoga and just give it a shot. And they also say start talking about your long-term relationship goals now that you actually have time to focus on yourself. Me, personally, I'm going to be like, woohoo! Let's go travel.
Yeah.
Let's go do some fun stuff.
I'm going to start doing more of that.
So start trying and talk about those things so that you can actually see which.
Because the worst is you'll look like an idiot and then you'll laugh together.
Right.
Well, but that's it. You got to have fun together.
You do.
We go now. I mean, I've started going. I never went to concerts. We both love going to concerts. We're going to see the Beach Boys last Friday. Tomorrow night, we're going to go see the Doobie Brothers and Greg Allman.
Wow.
I'm going to go see. We're going to go to the Chicago Farm Aid thing next month. You know, that kind of stuff. We happen to both like that kind of music and had a lot of fun at it. And it just, whatever it is, but maybe when you start later on in life, it makes it easier because you're figuring yourself out a little bit better. But Richie's right. Start thinking about it before they leave so you're not left holding each other's bags, if you know what I mean. 51 after on Good Day.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Past the hour now. Tech Talk time on Good Day. Greg Stebbins is here, who is the editor at Men's Health Magazine of their technology sector. He also wears a lot of different hats. He has a garage that he's opened up, and he'll fix all the technical problems in your car if you want to get to him. What's your email address so people can get to you? So
it's
they can.
Doug at DougStebbins.com.
Don't call me, I'll call you.
Speaking of cars and technology, can Tesla's electric vehicles become this century's Model T? That conversation. And also, I think we ought to look at Windows 10. Pretty exciting stuff, huh? That's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you can save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Tech Talk time. Greg Stebbins here with us on Good Day. Tesla is making a lot of cars, but they're not doing it in a way. The factory that's been building these cars is not really an assembly line like the most big manufacturers of cars have an assembly line. And they run the car down the assembly line, and somebody stands at a place or a robot there, and it's putting this thing in, that electric thing in, that door on, painting, whatever it is. The assembly line was put together by Henry Ford to build more Model Ts. So now, Musk, because he's selling so many of these cars, at first, he only sold, I think the first year he sold 600, and now he's selling 600 every 3 days.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
So yeah. Moving that fast with those cars, and one wonders what that'll do to the quality of it as well.
Well, so quality may go up or it may go down. Well, I'm actually not sure.
Yeah, it's hard to even, yeah, that's true. Because it's hard to understand always how you're affected by, if there are more robots that are dependable. You know, Monday, when I worked at the General Motors plant in Framingham, you always knew you didn't buy a car if you could figure out when it was built. Don't buy a car made on Monday, and don't buy a car made on Friday.
Yeah.
You know, you used to think, oh, wow, what possible difference could it make? It made all the difference in the world, especially the more hands that were on the car.
Yeah, Monday morning and Friday afternoon were time to, yes.
Right. Exactly.
So, I mean, this is interesting, though. Just the sales numbers you quoted, it tells us a lot. You also have to imagine that the price of a Tesla would go up because there's so much demand, except I think the price is actually
pretty stable
to make it stable or even to make lower price.
What's a Tesla
I
drive?
Think they're over 70, actually.
Are they now?
Yeah. But they have more models, and I think they're actually striving to bring out a more affordable car.
Yep.
They're beautiful, beautiful cars.
Well engineered.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Yes.
Yep. All right. So we can't say that about Windows 10. Apparently, Microsoft can remotely disable pirated and unauthorized software, though, with Windows 10, yes?
I don't think anything... You know, in today's world, a software company, I'm not focusing on Microsoft here. I mean, they can do almost anything in your software if it's a piece of connected, if it's a connected application. So it shouldn't be surprising here, and it shouldn't be surprising that there might be something like that in the user agreement. This is the way of the world, and I think you could make a case for them being able to disable or remove things that might be violating their rights. You agreed to give them their rights by downloading the software.
That's what the 18-page agreement says?
It might be 36 pages.
36 didn't make
count. But maybe 136 pages.
Did you ever read one of those agreements?
I read one once, yes.
Yeah. And what did you learn from reading that agreement?
I learned that my head hurt.
Yeah, right. Not to sign it, probably.
But I signed it anyway.
I haven't heard anything good about Windows 10 from you or anybody else, frankly.
If you have Windows 8, there's a point where you will want it. It's probably not today.
That's me, Greg Stebbins with Doug Stebbins on Good Day.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.